You built the business, the offers, the services, the products, the programs, the team, the brand, the income. You did the thing that only a tiny fraction of people ever actually do. You turned vision into reality and you made it work. But now, quietly, behind the spreadsheets, the scheduled content, team meetings, the KPIs, the client wins, you're wondering if the business you built still feels like yours. If you've ever had that thought in the back of your mind, I should feel grateful, something still feels off, or why doesn't it feel good when I hit the mark, or this looks great on paper, but I still just don't feel satisfied, and you've questioned if that means there's something wrong with you, this episode is for you. I'm Jennifer Flynn, the Balance Maven, strategic advisor, former overfunctioner, and someone who's walked side by side with founders who've hit the goal and then looked around and thought, wait, this is what I was building for? I don't do performative coaching or curated founder porn. I work with people who are brilliant, bold, and quietly burned out from holding too much for too long. And I help them recalibrate everything they've built to finally give more than it takes. And this podcast, The Expansion Edit, is where we start that recalibration one conversation at a time. So, welcome to episode one, The Success Trap. Let's jump in. What happens when the business you built stops serving you? Even though on paper, everything still looks great. The team's in place, the offers are converting, the revenue's solid, the brand looks dialed. But you're tired. Not the fall apart, collapse on the bathroom floor kind of tired. You're high functioning tired. What I would call invisible burnout, the kind where you keep showing up, you keep performing, you keep leading, but the joy, the clarity, the space to think, let alone breathe, non-existent, gone. This happens more often than you'd think, especially with founders who are smart, capable, emotionally intelligent, and creative. Because the very skills that helped get you where you are, that helped you build the grit, the adaptability, the over responsibility, the ability to carry chaos, those are the same ones that will become liabilities if you don't evolve. And the trap is this: you optimized for growth, but never stopped to ask, is this still aligned with what I actually want? Is what I want different now? Am I different now? Because you were too damn busy building it. Most people won't talk about this part because on the outside, it looks like you made it. But success that costs you your clarity, your time, your peace, your body, your relationships, that's not success. That's just a performance. You start to feel resentful of your own creation. The thing you built becomes a persona that you have to keep performing. The things that you put out that once felt like creative flow now feel like an obligation. The team that's supposed to support you starts to feel like just another thing you have to manage or babysit or dependence, having more dependence. And if you're a parent, that becomes an extra feeling of burden. You didn't build a business, you built a machine that requires you to keep oiling every gear. So here's the reframe. The one I want you to sit with as this podcast unfolds week after week. What if expansion isn't about doing more? I want you to feel where you feel that in your body. What if expansion isn't about doing more? What if it's about building a business that gives more than it takes? Feel into that. Take a moment and see if anything rings in on what that might look like for you. What if the version of growth you're chasing is still wired to a younger, hungrier, more performative part of you? And what if you've outgrown the very model of success you're still trying to scale? When you stay stuck in the success trap, here's what happens. You keep attracting the wrong clients and customers because your messaging hasn't caught up with who you are now. You keep rebuilding offers and services around your old identity. You start to shrink, not visibly at first, but energetically. You lose your edge, not because you're less capable, but because you are tapped out. You start fantasizing about burning it all down, even though you'd never admit it. And even though that idea might feel kind of crazy. Worst of all, you start to believe the lie that maybe this is just how success feels. Spoiler alert, it's not. So here's what I know. You can realign without starting over. You can scale without selling out. You can create offers and services and a business that has messaging and operations and visibility that actually reflect the who is leading now. But it does require a pause, a deep, honest edit. And that's what this podcast is here for. This is where we zoom out, clean up, and rebuild something more intelligent, more aligned, and more yours. So in the next episode, we're naming the real leadership pattern that silently fuels this whole burnout cycle: overfunctioning. We'll talk about how founders get addicted to being the fallback person for everyone and what it takes to finally opt out of that trap. But for now, I want you to sit with this. What would your business look like if it actually served you? Not just your team, not just your clients or customers, you. You're not behind. You're just ready for better. Let's edit accordingly. See you next time.